Beginning current daf Masechtas Saita daf Gimel. Beginning of it, beginning Tais Master. Beginning of the Gemara that we have this machlekes if this halacha of kinoi is rishus or chayver. Bishmolim rishus. He says it's rishus. Now Tais says Tengel Rabbi. It's a wonder to my teacher because of cheleslu hadam and bishulim and satz magd. Don't they know what it says in the Enemzal magd of Chob Gimel base? Shashesh meis v'yigimul mitzvah nemul meishu besinai. We know the Targ, the 613 commandments given to meishu besinai. And the question is chil bishmolim rishus batzlu. We have a halacha here. The question is a mitzvah rishus. So how can you have a machleik? It's going to be shmol. You think there's less than 613? Or according to Kiva, there's more than 613? How are you disagreeing if this is a mitzvah or not? So it says, never it seem. No, everyone agrees to 613. Question is which ones? The Bashar mitzvah, the other mitzvah, the mapik bishmol b'kar, the bishmol learns from a pasik, which is one of the 613. Of the Bikiva smach, Bikiva says no, those are only allusions. But there's the drasha achita and the expense of something else, and if it's not a contradiction, depends which one is the 613. Now, this brings Bishamir. I mean, the Bishamir tells us, Rebbe Eliezer Omachayv. Regarding this machleik, if it's chayv or rishus, let's say it's a chayv. And Tais is bothered, says, wait a second, main life zone has come in Leel, but we open up the Mishnah, Hamakane, which one of the opinions is Rebbe Eliezer not Mishnah, and it says the evidence only after the fact, yes, Almuk, Savaslakans. Obviously, we see that you're not supposed to, it's not a mitzvah. Unnecessary, so that's not difficult. The Tanit Danke, the Tanit Mishnah Davka, the Tonikach Lishna, Svi Lehachi, he holds like this. But Eliezer Leisrila Hachi doesn't hold like this, and that's not the word Hamakani. Is not Rebbe Eliezer would not agree to that. But can I remember in Perikam the condition of Chaval from an Alv where it says Bukolas Mempir Achiv, around that other halacha that we discuss here, that Rebbe Eliezer says Chayva. We see that he holds that when it says this, these psukim is from the stream that says Chayva, and not that it's like we're saying Aser or Rishos. Now Perikas Shaleach and Gitnaf Lamechazam Abayis Namirin. We also say Lamem Tabaydu. Is chayv. Ram Tei says, "Bein lahakshas nam peg beis demakas don't ask us from the second peg demakas the pregiud beis and al damer b'kibei says, but it's it. But that's on girl adam says that the girl adam is going to take revenge on the one who killed his relative rishus because mixiv yirtzach to say that he will. No, it's not that he should. It's that it's voluntary. Ram is vach amrin and or the gear says amar. Here he says b'kinei is chayva. Here he says regarding the stream of these things that one that when it says these terminologies, it's a chayva, not rishus." And that says, Tesh Hachi, here it's different. Like the Gemara actually says, because it says the word bikini two times. That's why. But you're right, in general, he would learn that it could be Rishos. Avakash Misham, what is difficult in Misham is like this. Rishua Amahasim Rishos. There, Rishua is quoted as saying that it's Rishos in regard to this month like this. Mafarish Taima Asya, and the Gemara explains over the end of Misham why. Because Rishua gives itself like a Basil. Basil, and they say, that you could divorce a woman, even if she just, you know, oversalted or overcooked the dish. Therefore, that's why he says it's voluntary. Meaning, obviously, not a mitzvah. She burned the food to divorce her. It's rishus. So that's also the same thing over here. Rutzlikan, you can. Rutzlikar, shikar. If he wants to divorce, he can divorce. If he wants to warn her, he can warn her. Meaning, it's for small things, and therefore, there's no mitzvah. Now, the problem is where Bikiva make a husband's family Basil, there Bikiva is leaning even more than Basil in regards to when you could divorce. Vamasmi says, but that's a little much no, I'm in the gosh. That even if you just find a more beautiful woman, you could divorce her. The problem is if the Gemara is being toila the halacha of divorce to the halacha of warning. But if halacha am a chayva, so how does that make sense? He says it's a chayva, but it's the other extreme. He should say, you really shouldn't even, because he's like, hold, you could divorce even just because of a beautiful woman. So, please find that difficult. How is that dependent on one and the other? More of a possible Yerushalmi. Poly Rebbe Eliezer led to Bishua. Let's over there disagrees with Bishua. Vam Mechayv, he says, no, that this halacha is a chayva. Vam, and the Gemara says, because Asit Rebbe Eliezer can be Shami, because Rebbe Eliezer can be Shami. The Bishami, when they say, Loi Gagosh, or Messiah, shall be came out to be Ebbe's Dab, a person who not divorced his wife, only find something like a Arias with her, something she acted more, she had committed adultery. Now, if Matzah but Vam Kurma, let's see, he finds only repulsive things, Baha. Ligarsha in the Yachal, so he cannot divorce her, Shlomatzah ever, because he didn't find something of really Arias with her. But at Simbul Mekayim in the Yachal, he can't maintain her, because Matzah but Vam Kurma, so she's acting very inappropriate. But Vam Kurma, but he says, look, he can't divorce her, but it's an obligation at least to give her a warning. Problem is, what I learned in the Brayis Mishum Bishamai in Lili Yitzim Mishum Erva. I would only know that you get divorced because of Erva. Menan Yitzim Mishum Dereisha Peru. How do I know that you get even divorced because her ears are uncovered? Sdal Mufuramim, her sides are revealed, but there is a chalutzis and her arms are uncovered. Tamalami Kibaz of Erva's Dover. So you see that is a reason for divorce. So Mirbam, he says, not difficult claims can be Aidim, Kayan, it depends if there's witnesses or not. So it doesn't clearly contradict that. But it says, tell me what is a wonder, the Fiyar Shalmi, Because keep the tali kinu begirushin, since they're saying that kinu is dependent on gerushin, it's like the same thing. Havaleila misni. So then the order should have been saita basa gittin. You tell me that the halacha saita of a warning is dependent on how you qualify gittin, what would qualify for divorce, and then the basa saita nazir, which actually say the parasha would have been better because we say harei saita kula yazan yatsman mayayin, and then basa nazir nadarm, because nadarm is the general category of nadarm. Of Nazirs, and then Basa Nadarm, Ksubas, after Nadarm would be Ksubas, because, like we're seeing, Ksubas is Nadarm. So Tais finds that typical of Yerushalmi, why wouldn't that be the order? Next, Tais Master, Begin with Zigmara. I, according to Bishmol, what do you do with that word? So that Gemara says a few times here on the staff, it was only repeated because of what was something new in this, but once something new, we say the whole thing over again. But says Tais Tamil Rebbe, it's a wonder to my teacher because Hecha Dekel Mitzvah where you could make a drasha like the Gemara shows according to Rebbe Kiva that he actually uses for a drasha. So my Ladishinla, why don't we actually darshan it? Because we say the same idea by Kavochema. Meaning, the Gemara tells us that Milsa Nasta by Kavochema, something that you know from Kavochema, is still Terech because of my cross, still the puzzle will go through the effort. All right, even though it doesn't need it. Now, Bavolach, even so, Hecha Dekel Mitzvah when you could darshan it, then we say we darshan it. We don't say it's unnecessary. And b'chem per kol shon b'sachem nabchav dalan beis kol echad b'kol mejorim you could dash on the megmin lebelavi say we don't just say it for extra love. So you're also like okay, even though we have the concept that we'll repeat even only for davash and schach, even there's nothing novel about it. But if you could make a drasha, we make it. Why would you b'shmal not be saying just drasha b'kiva? Next choice master begin the words of the Gemara. You want to know what Lo Yitamu comes to teach? Lo Yitamu is coming to teach us that it's a mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to actually go ahead and tell it to his relatives. What's the difference? But Daf Kamina says, tell us if it's a mitzvah or a shos. It's like a mitzvah if someone's going to engage in a mitzvah. Okay, I mean, it's a mitzvah, like the Moses lived in the middle of the mouth. If it's a shos, if another mitzvah comes up, you have to do it. But if it's a mitzvah, you're considered a mitzvah, but I'm a mitzvah. And the second thing is, l'tamas al karcha, to actually contaminate him forcibly. Let's say he doesn't want to make himself tummy to his relatives. That they force him to be mitzvah to his wife. So you see that would be another relevance if it's a mitzvah or just a shos, then they wouldn't force him.